Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shree Ganesh Remedies Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manav. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining this Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Shree Ganesh Remedies Limited. The results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchange. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer your questions, we have with us today Mr. Gunjan Kothia, full-time director, and Mr. Parth Kothia, full-time director and chief financial officer. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the performance, which will be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that the company faces. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Parth Kothia for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the Shree Ganesh Remedies Limited earnings call to discuss our financial results for the quarter four and full year fiscal year March 31st financial year FY25. It is my pleasure to present you a comprehensive overview of our performance and strategic initiatives and outlook. The FY25 has been a considerable challenge, but also one of the resilient strategic recalibration and laying out a robust foundation for sustainable future growth. Let me begin with an overview of our financials for the quarter and full year. For quarter four of FY25, our revenue from operations stood at 24.43 crore, reflecting a 35% decline compared to the same quarter last year. This decline was primarily due to the slowdown in the European region, which remains a significant market for us. Coupled with a sharp reduction in the realizations across the domestic product portfolio, the realizations fell approximately 25 to 30% across the products, driven by the intensified competition and also the change of market dynamics in India. Despite the top-line pressure, it is encouraging to note that we achieved healthy volumetric growth during the quarter. This increase in volume demonstrates the underlying demand for our products and the strength of our customer relationships, even in the challenging pricing environment. Our EBITDA for the quarter four was 9.88 crores, down 42% year-on-year, with the EBITDA margin contracting by nearly 492 basis points to 40.4% EBITDA margin. This margin compression reflects a combined impact of pricing pressure on traditional products and evolving product mix. However, it is important to highlight that our CRAMS project, which commands higher margin, continued to contribute positively and help sustain operational profitability. The profit after tax for the quarter was 6.60 crore, down 48% year-on-year. The decline in profit after tax is experienced due to commissioning of manufacturing block 8 and other utilities, leading to higher depreciation and finance cost. While this new capacity has not yet contributed proportionately to the revenue, it is critical asset that will drive the future growth as utilization improves. For the full year FY25, our revenue was 108.60 crore, down 14% compared to FY24. The EBITDA stood at 39.21 crore, a modest 6% decline, with the margins improving 290 basis points to 36% for FY25. This improvement was driven by operational efficiencies and increasing contribution from our CRAMS segment. The profit after tax for the year was down to 23.10 crore, down 18% from the previous financial year. Turning to our business segments, our CRAMS division remains a cornerstone of our growth strategy. We are pleased to announce the signing of Memorandum of Understanding with a leading Japanese client for a specialty chemical project. This represents a significant opportunity for us, with commercial supplies expected to commence later this year. In the agrochemical space, we have secured an approved source status for a key product destined for European market. We expect commercialization of this product to begin in second half of calendar year 2026, further strengthening our presence in this important segment. As a part of our commitment to innovation and operational excellence, we have intensified our R&D efforts. The construction of the new pilot plant is progressing well and is expected to be operational from the current financial year. This new facility will accelerate the development and the scale-up of new PRAMS projects, enabling us to bring the innovative solutions to market more specifically and more rapidly and efficiently. In addition, we have commenced the development of common infrastructures and utilities at our Dahej site. This strategic investment funded through the internal accruals will help us enable the scale production capacities as we secure firm orders for the large-scale CRAMS projects. This infrastructure enhancement is a critical support to our long-term growth ambitions and maintain our position as preferred custom synthesis partner of choice from India. The global chemical manufacturing landscape continues to evolve amidst geopolitical uncertainties and changing trade dynamics. We have observed a surge in inquiries, particularly from the clients seeking alternatives to the Chinese manufacturing due to tariff changes and supply chain realignments. While our direct exposures to the US market remains limited at present, we have seen growing interest from the US-based customers from custom synthesis projects. This represents long-term opportunities that will contribute meaningfully to our growth trajectory in coming years. In the near term, our focus remains on strengthening our core geographies of Europe and Asia, depending and deepening the client relationships and expanding our product offerings to meet evolving customer needs. At Shri Ganesh Remedies, we are committed to sustainable and responsible manufacturing. We have recently commissioned a 2.5 megawatt solar power park, which is expected to contribute up to 70% of our electricity from the renewable sources. Looking ahead, FY26, we anticipate it will be a year of consolidation and capacity building. While we expect the margin pressures to persist in the short term due to the contract repricing and the ramp-up cost associated with the new capacities, the strategic initiatives we have undertaken will lay a solid foundation for the accelerated and a profitable growth in the years ahead. We expect to launch several new molecules and expand our manufacturing capacities, which will position us strongly to capitalize on the emerging opportunities. Our focus will remain on delivering high-quality custom synthesis to our clients while maintaining operational discipline and financial prudence. In closing, FY25 has been a year of navigating challenges. With resilience and strategic foresight, we have made a significant progress in diversifying our product portfolio, expanding our infrastructure, and strengthening our R&D capabilities. This effort positions Shri Ganesh Remedies well for the future. With that said, I will now be open to any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I would like to remind all the participants, if you wish to ask any question, you may press star and 1. We have a first question from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, you have highlighted that FY26 is going to be a year of consolidation. And you have also mentioned that, you know, realizations have fallen by 25-30% across products. So, in terms of margins for FY26, you know, how do we see the margins for us in FY26?
Thank you, Ankit. So the product realization which is 25 to 30% decrease has been for the domestic portfolio, not for all the products across the product portfolio. For FY26, we will see more normalizing of the margins in the range of 24 to 26% of operating margins, and we anticipate that it will continue for the future years as well.
Okay. So we'll see the margins as you have guided between 25 to 30%. So it will be in the range of around 24 to 26% for FY26.
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of top line, how do you see the growth? Like, we ended this year with 109 crore of revenue. For FY26, how do you see the growth?
So for FY26, I think as mentioned in the commentary, this year it's a year of consolidation. So currently we are aligning and we are building up the capacities for multiple reasons, like for multiple things as well. Manufacturing block, we are increasing. In R&D, we are increasing the strength in pilots and everything. So that's why 26 will be a consolidation. And we are also in the phase of approvals for the projects, for the Japanese project, for the other European projects as well. And we will prepare the base in FY26 to start the commercial supply in upcoming years.
Okay. And if you can talk about the Japanese, the MOU that we have entered with the Japanese company. So we are planning to, you know, like for three, like it will start, it is for 3 years with extension of 2 years. So let's say at when you like reach the peak, what kind of peak revenues can this contract generate for us?
Gunjan, you want to take this over?
Okay. Hi. So
hi,
the Japanese MOU projects is more on a spec chem side. And currently, we have started submitting small samples for the approvals. So approval is ongoing at the moment. And also, this project requires some special infrastructure dedicated to it. So we have planned that infrastructure to be built once we get the approval from this Japanese company. So I think it will take 1 or 2 years to get project started on a commercial scale. But one thing is for certain that as the Japanese company has shared quite confidential information and as the project is proceeding smoothly, this project will certainly be one of our top projects. So we are quite positive on this MOU that we have signed with a good leading Japanese company, and you can certainly see the effect of this project in upcoming years. But at the moment, we are on the approval status and the R&D status. The extension of MOU is there because the technology transfer might take a little bit more time, so they have kept 3+2 years of our clause. But from the speed of the project that is ongoing at the moment, we are confident that the approvals and the validation will be concluded by the mid of calendar year 2026.
Okay. Mid of calendar year. So next year it will completed. It will be completed. So when do you expect to start?
By the next year, this time, we will have the samples and the small quantities approved. So in next year, you may see some of the commercial pilot scale small quantities, but the year after we will start selling good commercial quantities.
So FY27
will be knows, right?
Please continue. You're saying something.
Because Japan is Japan, they are a bit slow in commercializing and, you know, evaluating things and making sure that things will work out for them for sure in the future. So their speed is a little bit slow compared to the other countries, but once they sign anything with you or they join hands with you, that is going to be commercialized or that is going to take shape in the future. That is for sure.
Sure. And so will we be building plant at the Ankleshwar unit, or we are looking to develop the Dahej also for this Japanese contract?
At the moment, we are going to use up the Ankleshwar facility. And also, as you know, we have recently acquired one of the neighboring lands. So we would be expanding in that space.
Sure.
But going forward in the future, after 3 or 4 years, we feel that the capacity needs to be increased for some of the chemistries, then we would start expanding at the edge. So at the moment, what we have planned is we are building up the common infrastructure that is required at the edge site, like an office or a lab or a fire hydrant system, a security cabin, a canteen. Like, we are building up the common facility in this year. So from next year, we can decide which chemistry or which project we want to focus on, and we will plan accordingly at the Dahej site. So, but at the moment, the manufacturing infrastructure is being expanded at the Ankleshwar site only, because we have ample space after acquiring the neighboring land.
Sure. And the potential, the revenue potential from these three products that we'll be doing. So let's say 28, 29, you might see, you know, full ramp up of all the three products. So what kind of revenues can we expect from this Japanese contract?
At the moment, on a safer side, the peak revenue is 30 plus crores, but it can reach up to, it can go up to double. But what Japanese team has conveyed us, it can reach at its peak for 30 plus CR.
Okay, and what is the margins here in this contract?
Similar, we would try to maintain the margins around 24-26%, but with the volumes, the margin can be decreased. But initially, the margins would always be around 30%. But as the project gets commercialized, we would try to maintain our healthy margins around 26 or 24%.
Okay, okay. Just one last question before I come back in the queue. On the agro product that we had launched, you know, how is the ramp-up happening there?
So in this year, we have already got the approval status from the customer. We have supplied some small quantities, and they have satisfactorily made their end-use product. The company is now in the phase of registering the product to launch in the market, and they are expecting to place a small commercial order in next year, calendar year 2026. And their projection is that the product would reach at its peak in next 3 to 4 calendar years.
Okay. And what can be the peak revenue? Like, okay. And how big can
this be? It would be in a similar scale at, with the Japanese. It's 30, 35 plus CR.
Okay. 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 Thank you, Nisha. All the best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aditya Pal from MSA Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hey, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, Aditya.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Just so before I get into the projections and what the future lies, what lies for us in the future. Gunjan Path, are we trying to enter the GLP-1 supply chain for at least the molecules that are going off patent in many geographies in FY26 for a pharma segment?
No, Arika. Thank you for the question. So GLP-1, so as of now, we are not working for any of the products in pharma sector for the GLP-1.
Understood. And if I say FY27-28, 2 years out, 3 years out, we have got multiple CRAMS project under our belt now, and side by side we are also having a lot of discussions with a lot of multinational clients. So in your vision, where can you see the revenue going from our 100 crore today to say in FY28, with everything that we have today, with all the capacity we have today, where do you think, or what is your vision where we can go by FY28-29?
So I would say, like, the growth which we have seen in previous years as well, and how we expand. So we don't see the linear growth, but definitely FY26, while the year is for the consolidation, we are very confident that the recent CRAMS project and other agro projects where we have received approval from the customers, we will see the commercialization in next 3-4 years. So once the approved products which goes commercialized in 3-4 years, we will see like the growth, like revenue doubling from here, and that will meet our internal benchmarks of 20 to 25% growth, CAGR growth for 3-4 years.
Understood. And when we are looking at FY25's revenue, what would be out of 109 crores, what would be the CRAMS revenue and what would be our non-CRAMS revenue?
So roughly approximate, it's around 15 to 20% from the CRAMS revenue. So CRAM grows into two different end-use application, and so I would say around in the range of 15 to 20%.
Understood. And the numbers that you said to the previous participant, those are annual revenue figures, right? Not quarterly.
Sorry, say again.
The figures that you said of 30 crores and 60 crores to the previous participant, those were annual revenue.
Annual revenue, correct.
Got it. So that's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So my first question is, if you can talk a bit about, you mentioned that project sizes have moved from 80 to 100 tons to maybe more than 500 tons now, or at least the inquiry level, that is the kind of inquiries that we are getting. So, if you can talk about, what kind of pipeline you have for larger size project. So if you talk about overall pipeline, how many molecules, you're working on at the development stage, how many commercial, and, how you want this pipeline to move over next 2 years. And out of those molecules that you're working on, how many of them are you're working for a larger size of the project, let's say more than 100 tons?
Hi, so Parth, I would take this question.
Okay.
So from the volumetric point of view, all our past products has been range of like 50 tons or 100 tons or max 150 tons. But the upcoming projects, they are all above 200 metric ton. So the agro project that we are doing with a European company, the peak volume that has been shared by the customer is 500 plus metric ton, and the Japanese project volume also that has been shared by the customer to reach at its peaks is 250 plus metric ton. Now, to produce these products, we would use some of our existing infrastructure, but we are also building up some strength in the flow chemistry because these projects requires one of the stages to be conducted in the flow chemistry, and that's why we are consolidating and building up the capacity around the new chemistries that we are lacking at the moment so we can take them to the commercial scale. And talking about our R&D strength and the projects that we do per year, we at least close down on 6 projects every year in the labs. And of that 6 projects, we then coordinate with the customers. Some of them gets commercialized in 2-3 years. Some of them get commercialized in 5-6 years. So as you rightly said, we are doing lots of CRAMS projects at the moment. So we also have more and more opportunities on the CRAMS because if we talk about SGRL image in the market at the moment, we have built up an image such that we focus on a chemistry-based projects, and we are more interested in taking custom synthesis projects rather than doing the projects that are already available in market or the people that are already buying from China. So we are not focusing on a China plus one, rather than we are focusing on doing a custom synthesis project where the customer has either a trade secret or a patent filed on it. So all our projects are quite unique in the sense that they are developed by the customers, and they are also, I think, the only, one that can be done in India, or we are the only one doing in India. But our project selection from now on and in the past few years has always been that we are a reliable manufacturing partner for a European or a Japanese or a US customer in the spec chem field where they are looking for a Indian manufacturing player who can help them to scale up the manufacturing capacity so that they can launch the product timely into the market irrespective of their end application.
Okay, got it. So currently, how many projects that 15, 20 crore revenue that you talked about on the CRAMP side of it, that is a, you know, overall, you know, what it's a culmination of what, 4 or 5 commercial molecules or more or less than that? And then going into next 2 years, how do you see this number of molecules changing? Of course, you indicated that the volumes for each molecule are moving from more than 200 tons. But the number of molecule-wise, how do you see the trajectory as today and going forward in next 2-3 years?
So year-on-year, the revenue from the CRAMS will keep on increasing. I cannot comment on the figures exactly. But what it is now and what it is currently around 15%, definitely it will grow to some extent, or it will grow to maybe double or triple the current extent in the future. But in how many years, I cannot say for sure. But going forward in the future, our plan is to increase the revenue from the CRAMS stream mainly for 2 reasons. First, they are chemistry-driven, and second, they are customer-specific, and they are a stable project for the future. So our existing products, which are like a generic products, you know that there is always a competition and there is always a sacrificing of the margins and the volumes. But the CRAMS project, because they are customer-specific and because they are application-specific, so the revenue from them will be quite... So the revenue from them would be quite stable, but I would not be able to comment on the figures. But for sure, you would see the revenue from the CRAMS increasing in the future financial years.
Got it. Last question. So I think we are putting up, you know, some utilities and, you know, common facilities in Dahej. And, you know, if I understand correctly, the Dahej was predominantly allocated to large projects done probably for captive, you know, projects of some customers, you know, when the scale was required, right? So are we kind of seeing such opportunities and hence, you know, fructifying in next year and hence we are kind of preempting this? Or this is more of putting these facilities up and then, you know, as and when opportunities materialize, we'll put up the, you know, the other infrastructure in place. So how should we look at this? This is a precursor to some large projects, you know, culminating in FY26. So how we should look at it?
It's a combination of both. Definitely we are reserving that land to put up a bulk project dedicated to a customer, but also if the bulk CRAMS opportunity arises and we want to set up our own block dedicated to that project, we would be using Dahej land. But for sure, as you rightly said, we would utilize Dahej only for the bulk projects, and the small volume custom synthesis projects would be done at Ankleshwar site.
Okay, understood. And just one clarification, I think Parth mentioned that, you know, this year will be a year of consolidation, you know. So I assume that we are saying that FY26 top line also, we should assume a flattish kind of a number. Is that a right understanding?
So I think FY26, we will see a growth from here, from the current financial year FY25, but not a drastic increase in terms of absolute number and percentage. The increase...
You mean top line, right? Margins will decline from whatever 35-36% to 24-26% range, and there will be a moderate growth in top line. So we should look at FY26.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kiran B from Table Tree Capital. Please go ahead.
Also, thank you for taking my question. So, two questions from my end, sir. Given, you know, FY25, we have built capacity block 7, FY26, year of consolidation, we are doing a lot of trials. Across pharma, agrochem, polymer, all these product categories, do we have any single or two or three products which can take, which can add 100 crore revenue additional in FY27, or will that be over a period of time and FY29 is when we'll see 200 crore revenue?
Gunjan, you want to take this?
So, talking on the projects, at the moment we don't have a single project which would contribute revenue-wise as 100 crores. We have a small project, medium-sized projects, whose annual peak volume from revenue-wise would reach to 30 or 35 plus CR. And so when Parth said that our revenue would go double, so this was projected to go double in next 3 to 4 financial years when all these grams are expected to reach at its peak. So the current revenue, which is around 100 plus CR from the existing products, would continue. And we are trying to maximize the volumes in our existing products. And also we are trying to gain some more revenue from the new products that are recently commercialized just on a generic side. But if we combine the peak of CRAMS and our existing revenue, considering both things in the future, in next 3-4 financial years, our revenue would go double.
Got it, sir. Got it. And the second question, sir, apart from the agrochem, you know, and the Japanese customer, are we adding, I mean, I think a year and a half back when you had organized some investor meet, you had mentioned there's something happening in the EU space, in the renewable energy space. Is there any progress on that, or is that like a stalled project? And is that, will that add like 28, 29, is that part of the 200 crore in 2, 3, 4 financial years also?
Sorry, I'm confused. Renewable as in, you mean to say we were going to put up some sustainable renewable energy generation,
no,
or the projects in the renewable sector?
There's something around windmill, wind turbine, specialty chemical is what we were talking about. 1.5 years back, sir. Maybe it's
okay. No, so that we are already catering to that company in the EU region. But again, that company has a little bit slowdown in their uptake. So that project is already commercialized and they are using the product in the manufacturing of the blades of the windmill. That project is already commercialized, but the customer is having some hiccup in their launch of the product.
I think that was the past project that we were talking about during like last 1.5 years back. This product is, I think, 4 years old product that we are talking about.
Got it. Okay, so that project is already commercialized as part of the 109 crore revenue then. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, I guess.
Yeah, hi Gunjan and hi Parth. Having followed the company for a while now, what I want to understand is that I think till some time back, the kind of outlook we were having was very robust and we were on a very good growth path wherein we had a pipeline of CRAM projects under hold and all those things. But as of now, for the current year and the recent performance has been weak and we are not seeing much signs of growth. So what has changed in last 6 months or so?
So I think it's a
customer or any particular project on which you are banking on?
Yeah, thank you, Ayush. I can take the question. And then Gunjan can add on if I miss anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So okay. I think for the current year, I can just comment that what has changed is in the domestic part, for the decline of product realization, we have seen that there is competition where we have enjoyed a good margins, a good prices for a couple of years. And I think this is the third or fourth year of those products where we have seen 30%, up to 30% of the price decline for that. So that is one of the reasons where we have seen a decline in the current financial year. Second is European slowdown. So our major market as of now is also European market, where we do the pharma intermediates export. The customer which we supply to are the big pharma companies from based in Europe. They have seen a destocking as well as a low realization or low, I would say, sales from their end product, which in lead decreases our product pharma intermediates. So that's one of the second reason for the pharma for the European region. In terms of CRAMS, we are still giving the same commentary that one of the CRAMS was commercialized. The other two, the Japan one is on the good path, which we anticipated. Rather, that we were anticipating that it will take much longer time, but the customer is replying faster. So we see that we will get some kind of commercial approval in the current year, in financial year, and we will start initial levels of commercial supply in next calendar year, second half or I think quarter two of calendar year FY26. So in terms of projections or forecast which we had for the CRAMS, it still remains same in terms of Japan market as well as Europe market.
Okay. So I think there were four molecules that we were working on with the customers, right?
Yeah. So what I think we have previously mentioned as well is that in the last, like previously 2 years ago, where we mentioned that three CRAMS project we are giving, but then CRAMS by the nature is depend on the customer and product and end user as well. So sometimes it gets commercialized within 1 year, 1.5 years. Sometimes it takes a lot of time. So after that press release as well, we have signed a couple of CRAMS projects, but we have stopped giving specific CRAMS I would say press release that we have signed with the customer. We are just giving tentative that for this region, for Japan region or for Europe region, we are doing a CRAMS project. So we have, after that three CRAMS project, we are still signing and we are still doing some of the other works with the other customers in those regions for the CRAMS project, but we have not specifically given a press release, I would say, for the CRAMS project. We would happily give and advise public when we see a commercial contract and agreement with the customers. So currently pilot trials and R&D has been going on, and we have so far received a green signal from the customers.
Okay. Second, if I look at the margin profile, it is still pretty high, while we have been talking about moderation for some time. So is it that we have been doing some commercial supplies because of which our margins are very high, and as the volume scales, we have to offer the price reduction?
Yes. So for quarter four of last year, that was the first quarter where we started the commercial supply. We anticipated that the customer would normalize the margin, but we were able to enjoy the higher margin for the current financial year till quarter four of this year. Going forward, we are seeing that like from this current year, the quarter one of FY26, we are seeing the normalizing or decreasing the pricing for the CRAMS project. I would say we were able to enjoy the better margins due to the different route of synthesis that we have for that CRAMS project, because customer has two or three suppliers, and the other suppliers, they had approved price point, which we were able to supply at the higher margin for that specific year. So from current year, we are seeing that it will normalize.
Okay. The other thing that I noticed in the investments that we have been making, if I see the CAPEX that we did 2 years back, definitely there was a large amount that went towards the land acquisition, but it was a high number.
Right.
The same it was for last year, but for this year, the CAPEX amount has reduced versus last year. What kind of CAPEX are we looking at FY26? And why, the aggression that you're having on the CAPEX side, has that been reducing now?
No, so it still remains same. So I would say manufacturing block 8 was commercialized in this current FY25 on quarter 1.
Okay.
And then now going forward, the construction of the next manufacturing block, while you have visited the site, you can see the construction of the next manufacturing block just adjacent to plant 8 is ongoing. So we are doing capex for the manufacturing block as well as the new pilot plant near to the existing one for the plant 4. So in terms of capex, we are still going, I would say, aggressive, or we are still focused on the new projects and accordingly doing capex. Our blocks are specified to the chemistries. So as and when we see the demand for the specific chemistry increase in the demand for the existing products or the new projects, then we do the capex. So it is still going on, I would say.
How much would be the capex for FY26 broad number of planning that you have done?
Approximate around 15 CR.
15 CR. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rupesh Tatya from IntelliSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question, sir, is on this Japanese project. Can you give some idea about, you know, the end-to-end industry for the product, kind of chemistry we are doing? Is it a multi-step complex product, or is it, you know, a large volume, bulk volume, you know, KSM plus one, KSM plus two product? If you can give some idea about these things, that'll be very helpful.
Hi. So at the moment, we would not be able to share the end application because the customer is quite secretive of the end application before the launch of the product in the commercial market. But I can definitely comment on the complexity of the molecules. So the molecule in total is a combination of 6 different steps that are required to manufacture this product. Also, what I can say is, for this product, there is only one manufacturer in the world that is located in the Asia continent, like specifically in Japan market. And hence, the customer's demand is expected to uprise in the future for the launch of the product. And we have got this opportunity because we have been able to prove the capacity to develop this product using our existing chemistry and also some new technologies that we have added to our portfolio. But once the customer is comfortable, then we can share the end application. But at the moment, I would not be able to share the end application. But for sure, I can say that it's a quite complex product and the customer has trusted us with this project and it is going well on the way of getting commercialized in future.
So just one clarification, sir. This product that customer is doing, is it like a new innovative product or is it like an already commercialized product?
It's a new innovative product.
Okay. And then there are already one supplier in Japan and we are the second supplier.
So while doing their R&D and product development, they have taken this material and developed one domestic source. But they are also looking for another source to be developed. They had an option to go either to China or India, and they have selected to go with India, and we are the chosen partner.
Okay, and which chemistry is this, sir? I don't know, chlorination, like that, hydrogenation, some idea if you can give about the chemistry.
Still, at the moment, I would not be able to share that, but going forward in the future, once things are definitely approved from the customer side, we would be giving a press release on the same.
Okay. And the end, I mean, the potential for the end product, is there any view you're able to share at this point of time?
So the potential from the revenue-wise, it can reach to 35 plus CR, I would say, on a safer side at its peak. But looking at the customer's speech and their projection, it can go even higher.
Okay, sir. My second question, sir, is this agrochemical product that we are doing, is it an innovator molecule or is it an off-patent molecule?
No, again, that is an innovator molecule. The patent lies with the customer. And synthesis and manufacturing is done by us. The customer has just been granted patents 2 years back, so they still have 18 years left in the market to rule this product. And we also have high hopes for this product as well.
So that also is a new product for the customer also, and the market development has still has to happen for that product as well.
Yes, yes. So mostly all of our CRAMS projects are innovative molecules that are first to be released in the market.
And there also, sir, are there like multiple suppliers for that product, or we are like the primary supplier for the agrochemical product?
For all the CRAMS project, they already have a supplier either in China or in the domestic region, but we are the only one from India that they have chosen to work.
Okay, that's interesting. And sir, this so 110 crore revenue we did for FY25, roughly you are saying 15-20% is roughly 25 crore is from CRAMS, let's say, and 85 crore is from non-CRAMS. So there, if you can give some idea about, I mean, you have said pricing has dropped by 25%, but if you can give some idea about competitive intensity, is there like a structural trend that the margins now in this part of the business will be lower, or I mean, what has happened in that part of the business?
I can comment on this.
Yeah, Parth can comment, please. Yeah.
So in terms of domestic products, where we are seeing 25-30% of like margin erodement, I would say. Currently, we are seeing that these are the lowest margin. So the prices cannot go beyond lower than this. Also, we are one of the largest manufacturer of those projects. So we are the lowest cost manufacturer of that product for the domestic market. So in terms of margins for the domestic part, it cannot go below this, which we have realized currently.
This maybe if you can give some idea about the therapy, which therapy in these products are in? Is it like ARV, or is it some other, I don't know, corticosteroids or something? If you can give some idea about the therapy where you are facing this pricing pressure and margin pressure.
I think it is in antipsychotic and antidepression.
Therapy. And another thing is now, I mean, we have 95 crore of, net block, and another maybe 15-20 crore will get added. So roughly, let's say 120 crore in FY26. How shall we look at the utilization of your assets, right? Because I think we've always said, 2x asset terms, if my understanding is not wrong.
Yeah.
So how do you see the asset utilization over, let's say, next 2-3 years?
So as of last year, FY24, the net margin, like asset turn, was 3 times. Currently, it's around 1.5 to 2 times. Going forward, we will see 2 times the asset turnover for the net as a property plant and plant and machinery going forward.
So this is including land, you're saying, right, sir?
Sorry?
This is including land, you're saying, right? 2 times.
No, excluding land, just the plant and machinery.
Okay. So it's a plant and machinery, we will see 2 times asset turns. Okay. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Mayank Agarwal from Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I have 3 questions. The first one is what is the reason for slowdown in Europe? Have the company lost any client, or exactly what is the reason? Is it temporary, or how we plan to overcome this situation going forward? Hello? Am I audible?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah. My
Hello?
Question was what is the reason for slowdown in Europe? Is there any client loss, and what is the reason exactly in slowdown in Europe?
I can take this. So the intermediates or the products that we are supplying already to our European customer, those were of quite generic API, and as the new APIs are taking shape, the customer has focused on new API launch, and also they are gaining the volumes, hence the old generic volumes of the APIs have slowed down, and that has led to the decrease in their purchase power. So that was one of the basic
reasons for the slowdown in the unit or the uptake in the intermediate.
And
I think this is the lowest that we have anticipated. And the customers, like we have been discussing with the customer, and they have told that this is the lowest that it can go. But that is the core reason, because new and new generation APIs are coming. The generic volumes or the old APIs volumes are slowly going down compared to the newer molecules that are launched in the market.
Okay, and what will be the situation going forward?
No, I think so. This is the lowest that they have told us it will go. So at this stage or at this volume, it would be quite stable, but it will not go any further than this. But this is the lowest dip that can go in the future, or this is the current situation that is stable right now.
Okay, and next question is how much of the business is backward integrated, and when we see we have a ability to handle complex chemistry, how do we define what is complex chemistry and what are our skill sets here?
So when we talk about the complex chemistry, our past projects has been either two steps at max or sometimes three. Now all the new molecules that we are taking are at least four steps or six step projects, which requires multiple chemistries, a master or expertise. So all our projects or all our CREMS projects are at least four or five steps. At top, they are going up to eight steps as well.
Okay. And what would be the revenue share from our top five products and top five clients?
I can take this. Revenue from top five products would be roughly around 65%.
And from five clients?
Sorry?
And top five clients?
Yes, so top five is 65. So top three would be around 52. Top five would be 65.
Okay, and is there any product which has some threats to the growth or something like that in going forward?
So apart from the legacy business is still stable from the demand from the customers, and the new projects which we see, when they increase the demand, the proportionately the ratio of the existing molecule decreases. So that's it. We don't anticipate it, any drastic change in that.
Okay. And one question, can you elaborate more about the type of work the company do in pharma and agrochemical in terms of work quality, nature of projects, clients, future opportunities and risk and all?
Can you repeat again? Sorry, I lost your voice. Can you please repeat again?
Yeah, just wanted to understand, can you elaborate more on the type of the work the company do in pharma and the agrochemical business in terms of work quality, nature of projects, clients, future opportunity and risk and all?
So the projects that we have taken now or in the future, all are CREMS project, all are innovative projects, and the customers are expecting them to reach at its peaks in next 3 to 4 years. All projects are a complex chemistry-driven projects, at least four steps, going up maximum up to eight steps. And so, and also there will be no initial dip that we have seen now, decrease in the revenue. As I told, the European customer has just got a patent on it just 2 years back. So all the projects are quite innovative. They are the patent owners, and we see quite a promising future in upcoming years from those projects.
And the agrochemical part?
Yeah, the agrochemical part, the customer has a patent with them, and we are doing a CREMS for them, for the intermediate.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, couple of questions that I have. If we look at our journey that we have been trying to transform on the CRAM side, and we have been building a lot of infrastructure, new capabilities, getting new contracts, can you tell us more about, apart from the existing clients or the Japanese clients, what kind of business engagements or other opportunities are you seeing now, especially given that CRAM has become a very hot area? Is it that you're also seeing too much of competition, or you're seeing the decent opportunities for a company, and if there are more tie-up going to happen in pipeline?
I can take this, William. Thank you, Ayush.
Yeah.
So I think the good way to see CRAMS is what we have experienced as well, because previously also, as I mentioned earlier, that we used to do a similar kind of model with the customer where they used to provide us the technology and we used to scale up and supply the manufacturing part and the commercial part as well. What we have experienced and noticed in the current year is from the European as well as Japanese market, more from the Japanese market is where we have delivered the initial smaller quantity, smaller volume product in the CRAMS market. They were happy with the turnaround time. They were happy with the specification and the quality and everything, pricing as well. So that's why they come back with the other two or three new projects from the same trading firm from the Japanese market. So we have been getting more and more inquiries for the new projects. It could be for the existing, like they want to replace the existing supplier, or it could be for the new projects where the innovative product is there, where the customer has the patent and everything. So why we have seen more influx of inquiries from the CRAMS is, like, because this was the recent meeting only 15 days ago with one of the Japanese customers, that he mentioned while visiting the facilities that now when they mention our name to the customer, to the end product, they are also getting affirmation and confirmation from their end product customer that, yeah, we are one of the approved suppliers for the other projects that they have seen or they have done with us. And that's why they are willing to open for the new projects. So I think that's why we have been getting more and more inquiries and projects for further discussion.
I'm down.
Okay. And given the kind of infrastructure investment, the, like, I think you have stepped up a large R&D setup also now. Given the investments you have done and the capacity we have built, how do you think we'll be able to utilize them well enough given the near-term challenges that the company is facing?
So for the current existing capacities, the new addition of capacities you're asking, correct?
Company has invested a lot into R&D, into the infrastructure, into the capacity in last 2 years. And as of now, if the growth is not going to be very high, then how do you intend to utilize it well enough?
So I think whatever R&D or the expense which we have done in capacity building as well as the pilot or research and development is for the projects that we anticipate. So without that kind of capex or investment in R&D or the manufacturing capability building, the customer wouldn't, I would say there would be no project agreement with the customer. So while we see that customer wants the sample within next 6 months or 8 months, we have to invest certain technologies or certain, I would say, equipments, chemistries, all technical know-how, and that requires a certain investments. Moreover, I think previously it was just the start. Going forward, there are some of the CRAMS project or some of the projects, I would say, not to mention just the CRAMS, that requires a new set of CAPEX where the technology is also new for us. As Gunjan mentioned, flow is one of that, and there are other chemistries as well, which will require higher end of CAPEX, not necessarily for the building of new blocks, but in the existing infrastructure as well.
So Ayush, in short, so initially what we had done, it is like we developed different chemistries, we invested in R&D, we put up blocks dedicated to chemistries, and we took some of the CRAMS project, but on a lower side of revenue or lower side of volume, where we have proven our capability to the customers to show that we can deliver what we serve. Whereas now, we are at a stage where customers really trust us, and they have started giving us the big projects. That's the whole scenario.
Okay.
So now what we are doing is we are putting up a bulk capacity of few chemistries that we feel that it will give us a good revenue in the future. And also we are building up some new chemistry strength as well, which customers are expecting from us to get even more complex projects. So going forward in the future, our strength in the CRAMS project is quite, I would say, unique, because we are not developing the chemistry and then looking for projects. At this stage, we are developing chemistries based on the customer suggestion and requirements that is quite niche to the Asian or Indian market. That is what we are doing at the moment.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our last question from the line of Aditya Pal from MSA Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for taking up the follow-up. Gunjan Path, I completely agree with you all at the business and the other part of it, that there is a bit drop in confidence in the commentary. But then we also have a base business, right, of pharma intermediates as well as specialty chemicals, leaving CRAMS aside. If we are saying that our business will double, our revenue will double from here in the next 3 to 4 years, and we have a lot of CRAMS project coming with each of them at least having a 20-25 crores annual revenue potential, that means that my base business, that is my specialty chemicals, intermediate and pharma intermediates, will be growing at mid-teens level at this small base. Is that fair to understand then?
So, yeah. Thank you, Aditya, for the question. So, in terms of commentary, I would say that while we give the conservative commentary, it's for the time that we are in the business of a non-linear growth. So, for example, when a customer has given us an approval for the commercial supply, there might be a chance that for the next 6 months or 8 months or 2 quarters or 3 quarters, we will not see this commercial supply of that material, but we will definitely see the supply within that calendar year when the customer has committed. So we anticipate that currently there are good progress on the projects that we are doing with the customers and everything.
I completely understand. So I'm not talking about the non-linear, that is the CRAM part, but at least my pharma and my specialty chemical is at least to a certain extent a linear business, right? At this small base, we should be expecting at least high teen growth. That is my understanding. So you can please correct me if my understanding is wrong.
So from the existing product portfolio, including the pharma as well as the spectrum side, we can see mid-teen levels growth. For the pharma side, I would say the existing business, the legacy business, is the stagnant one. There is no growth because it has gone full potential. But the new projects which are going on the pharma side for the domestic as well as export market will help with the new growth side. Not from the existing molecules, for the new projects that are working and that are ongoing in the R&D. And in the spectrum side, same as well. Spectrum is for the export market, somewhat for the domestic market. The existing projects, there is a growth potential for the, I would say, 12 to 15% growth potential. And those projects are smaller in terms of total market value, addressable value. Going forward, the new projects which are ongoing in the R&D will commercialize, and that will add to the growth.
Exactly my point, right? So CRAMS is one thing that will be a non-linear kicker to your revenue maybe in the next three years. But side by side, you're also strengthening your base business, which can increase your overall revenue potential, that is your pharma and spec chem. So even though you might go at mid-teen level maybe for the next 1.5 year, but because of your new molecules being added, you can expect at least high teens growth from your pharma and intermediate segment. Is my understanding correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Understood. Makes sense. Thank you so much, and wishing you and the team all the very best.
Thank you, Arid. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, Manav. Thank you all for the participation and insightful questions. We appreciate your continued support and interest in Sri Ganesh Remedies Limited. I think we remain focused on executing our strategy, driving innovation, and delivering sustainable growth. We look forward to updating you on our progress in the coming quarters. Wish you all a good day.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of Sri Ganesh Remedies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Bye.